This morning's scripture comes from Proverbs chapter 6, verses 20 through 23. My son, keep your father's command and do not forsake your mother's teaching. Bind them always on your heart. Fasten them around your neck. When you walk, they will guide you. When you sleep, they will watch over you. When you awake, they will speak to you. For this command is a lamp, this teaching is a light, and correction and instruction are the way of life. This is the word of the Lord for us.
Based on a survey done by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, mothers in the U.S. spend, on average, 14 hours each week on household chores. Cooking, cleaning, laundry, 14 hours. And some of you are like, how do they get it done in 14 hours? Because it takes me a lot longer than that. Further research shows that that American mothers spend, on average, 7 hours each week caring for their children. So reading books, playing games, helping with personal care. The average mom spends 6 hours each week driving their children to activities, 4.5 hours helping with homework, and 2.7 hours volunteering at school and extracurriculars. Now, I realize those are not precise numbers. They're based on a survey, and for each one, they will be different. But they do give us a glimpse into the great effort that parenting requires, that motherhood asks. Being a mother is not easy. Right, Brian? Being a mother is not easy. And oftentimes for moms, I think there's so little recognition, there's so little gratitude, there are so few thank yous. Hey, but at least the pay is good, right? So today, and I would encourage us every day, is the day to honor moms, to say thank you, to express our appreciation, to recognize they've given so much. And again, these statistics help to highlight that just a little bit. They give us a little bit of a glimpse. Those are broad, sweeping numbers. But into the way they serve others and bless others and care for others, the sacrifices they make, the impact that they are making as godly mothers. And so Mother's Day is a wonderful opportunity for us to simply say thanks and to honor these women who play such important roles in our lives. And so today we do that. We recognize moms and we thank them and we honor them. It's been said that no nation is ever greater than its mothers, for they are the makers of the next generation. Now, having said that, I also realize, and it's good for us to acknowledge together, that Mother's Day can be very difficult. It can be very hard. So for some of you, you've lost your mom. And today's a day of grieving as you reflect on her life and the impact she had. For others, they long to be a mom. And yet infertility or other circumstances have kept them from that. And so today is a hard day as they reflect on their longing for motherhood, although they've not experienced it. There's really a wide spectrum of mothering. In fact, that's the title of a blog, a published piece by author Amy Young, A Wide Spectrum of Mothering, and I want to share her thoughts in this. To those who gave birth this year with their first child, we celebrate with you. To those who lost a child this year, we mourn with you. To those who are in the trenches with little ones every day and wear the badge of the food stain, or otherwise stain, we appreciate you. To those who experienced loss through miscarriage, failed adoptions, or running away, we mourn with you. To those who walk that hard path of infertility, fraught with pokes, prods, tears, and disappointment, we walk with you. Forgive us when we say things that are foolish. We don't mean to make it harder than it is. To those who are foster moms, mentor moms, and spiritual moms, we need you. To those who have warm and close relationships with your children, we celebrate with you. To those who have disappointment, heartache, and distance with your children, we sit with you. To those who have lost their mother, we grieve with you. To those who have experienced abuse at the hands of your mother, we acknowledge your experience. To those who have lived through driving tests, medical tests, and the overall testing of motherhood, we are better for having you in our midst. And to those who are pregnant with new life, both expected and surprising, we anticipate with you. So I'm no expert on motherhood, but I get to preach today. And I recognize that motherhood is not for the faint of heart. And so I want to say that clearly this morning to moms. We see you, we love you, we appreciate you, and today we honor you. So happy Mother's Day. I am Donna's son. I'm thrilled that you are with us. I'm praying that through our time together, your heart and home grow stronger in the Lord. Now, if there's a classic Mother's Day text when you come to church on Mother's Day, it's Proverbs 31. It's the classic text on, like, once a year, we're going to dust it off, pull it out, and preach to women. It's beautiful, and it's a poetic description of the woman of noble character. And it's just been used time and time and time again as a manual for godly womanhood. But I want to share with us today that that's really not how it's meant to be read. It's not meant to be read as a manual for moms. This is a checklist of what you need to live up to. So it's an acrostic poem. It's this beautiful picture of the godly woman kind of A to Z. And it's one of those cases of we need to learn good hermeneutics on how do we study the scriptures. Like, what is our approach? And this is a case of, like, it isn't to be read prescriptively, as in, like, this is a to-do list, every Christian lady must do these things. It's to be read descriptively. That is to say, these are the traits and the characteristics and the things that we see and recognize and honor and celebrate in godly women. In fact, in the passage in Proverbs 31, there's only one imperative, like there's only one command. And it's not any of the things given to the women or describing the women. It's down at the end of it in verse 31 where it says, honor her. That's the only command in that passage. Honor her for what she has done. And this isn't the only place in Scripture that commands us to honor moms. And so that's the title of the sermon this morning, is Honoring Mom. Walking in obedience to what the Scriptures call us to do, to honor our mothers. Like we know this from, if you know the Ten Commandments from Exodus chapter 20, the fifth command is to honor your father and mother. Now in the Scriptures, to honor someone, and again, it's us in a Western culture, in a very different worldview, trying to understand a culture where honor was one of the highest values, and that's not the case for us in our culture. But to honor someone in the Scriptures meant to give esteem, to bestow great value upon a person. You are valuable. You are worthy. It's to show this person is worthy of our respect. This person is worthy of our admiration. So we're called to honor moms. And yet, so often we fail to live up to the commands of Scripture. This is another case where I'm challenged and convicted, is that we fail to live up to this. We don't always give honor where honor is due. And in fact, sometimes, if we're honest with ourselves, we just look for, when it comes to God's commands, what's the bare minimum requirement? What do I have to do to be accomplishing this or that? But see, God knows our intentions. God knows our hearts. So I want us to turn today to Matthew chapter 15. This is where Jesus confronts religious leaders, and what they're doing is they're making allowance for deadbeats who didn't want to take care of their aging parents. Parents are getting old, they're called to take care of them, and they're not doing so, and Jesus calls them out for it. So if we go to Matthew chapter 15, starting in verse 3, Jesus says, "Why do you break the command of God for the sake of your tradition?" So what is the command of God he's referring to? Well, he's going to give it to us here in verse 4. "For God said, honor your father and mother." Right? So we know that from Exodus 20 and verse 12. And here's another one. "Anyone who curses their father or mother is to be put to death." That's the Old Testament law. "But you say that if anyone declares what might have been used to help their father or mother is devoted to God." Korban. "They are not to honor their father and mother with it. Thus you nullify the word of God for the sake of your tradition." He says, "You hypocrites. Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you. These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are merely human rules. So we start to understand here, and he quotes the Old Testament prophet Isaiah about this concept of honor, where we realize it's an issue of the heart. They honor me with their lips, and he says, that's no good, because what I'm looking for is hearts that are turned toward me. So this whole conversation in context, in Matthew chapter 15, it comes up because Jesus is having this dispute, this conflict with the Pharisees, because they have criticized Jesus and his disciples for not following their procedures of ceremonial cleansing. It's like Jesus' disciples aren't doing what their tradition said they had to do. And they were very upset by that. You see, the Pharisees had taken their tradition and they had turned it essentially into law. Like, well, this is very important. We've got to do this. And it really was just their human tradition. So they've fallen into legalism. And Jesus points that out. That's why he calls them hypocrites. He points out the hypocrisy of following the tradition. Like, we're going to stick with the routine. We're going to do the ritual rather than we're going to walk in the ways that God directs. Right, so he quoted two passages here, commands of God. You're not following these, you're following these human rules that you have come up with. So the Pharisees, they were just teaching this, and it was a loophole. You don't have to actually take care of mom and dad, which would be a way of honoring them. You can say, well, the resources, the money, the finances, the backing that I would have used to honor my mom and dad, well, those are given to the Lord. And you see, the way this played out then was a greedy person could just call that, like, yep, I'll take advantage of that, and then not actually give those resources to the Lord and keep them, but still be in good standing with the religious elite and the religious leaders. But see, that's getting away from the heart of what God has called us to. Honor your parents. Honor them. No, they're not perfect. Honor them. No, they didn't get it right. Honor them. No, sometimes you disagree with your parents. You don't see the eye to eye with them, especially when you're grown up. You don't live the exact same life they do, but you still choose to honor them. So we honor our parents. We honor our mothers at every age, in every stage. And yes, we are to care for our parents as they get older. So Jesus says it really clearly there in verse 6 where he says, you nullify the word of God for the sake of your tradition. They're nullifying the word of God. They're failing to live up to the expectations and the commands directly given. Their practices, Jesus is saying that your practices are not in accordance with the scriptures and the law. And essentially, again, in context here, and you're criticizing my disciples for not following your silly little hand-washing routine before they eat? Like, if only you Pharisees were as concerned as cleansing your hearts as you were cleansing your hands. So in the same way, we can say, I'm going to honor mom once a year, Mother's Day, I'm going to give her a card. Or, no, I'm going to take her out for brunch. I've honored my mom. I think to truly honor moms, we express our appreciation. We express our love, our gratitude. We come alongside them to support them throughout the year. So children, you can honor your mom, even kids who are at home, living under the same roof as your parents, and mom is kind of in charge of you. Honor her. And there are lots of ways you can do this. There are lots of ways you can honor mom. Here's a good one. Say thank you. Just say thanks. Make that a regular part of your life and your routine and your habits is to say, thanks, mom. Or take a minute and jot down a note telling your mom all the things that she means to you, all the things that you appreciate about her, or offer to help her. Or you know what really goes a long way? Obey her. Obey her. Or kids, the greatest way to honor your mom is to give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Is to make him Savior and Lord over your life, is to follow in her footsteps as she walks with the Lord. Follow her example. Give your life to Christ. That's the very best way kids can honor mom. No, moms are not perfect. So moms, I know there is this really interesting dynamic on Mother's Day where moms are like, don't tell anyone, but like, it just, like from that Mother's Day service, it just sounded like moms don't make any mistakes. Like, we are just on this, like, no, let's just alleviate that. We know you're not perfect. You can breathe a sigh of relief. We're not pretending that you're perfect. But here's what I want to say to you, moms. God is using you in mighty ways. He is using you in big ways. And so we thank you for all you do. We appreciate the sacrifice, the effort, the care. We hear you. So a bunch of moms were asked about their experience with motherhood, and I wanted to share some of their responses. One lady said, "Motherhood is a constant battle between going to bed to catch up on much-needed sleep or staying awake to finally get some alone time." Another said, "I don't want to sleep like a baby. I just want to sleep like my husband." Another said, "Motherhood is, well, a fairy tale in reverse. Yeah, you start in a beautiful gown, and you end up cleaning up everyone's messes." One said, "You really want to know what moms want for Mother's Day? A nap." So one mom says, "I asked to switch seats on a plane because I was sitting next to a crying baby. Evidently, that doesn't work if the baby is yours." Another said, "Silence is golden. Unless you have kids, then silence is suspicious." Another said, "My nickname is Mom. My full name is actually Mom, 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 Mom." The other said, "You know your mom voice is loud when even the neighbors start to brush their teeth and get dressed." Another said, "I don't know who wrote the song Easy Like Sunday Morning, but they did not have children." Another said, "Kids sure make plans for people who can't drive." Another said, "Cleaning with kids in the house is like brushing your teeth while eating Oreos." And then another said, "It's really sad when you sit around waiting for mom to make dinner and you realize you are the mom." So here's what I want to do with the rest of our time together as we celebrate moms and Mother's Day. I want to share four specific ways that we can honor mom. Four specific ways for us to celebrate the unique role they play in our lives, in our church, in our community, and throughout the world. And the first is that we can honor mom with respect. So we realize this morning, being a mom, it is not just about cooking meals and helping with homework and driving kids to practice. Like, we're grateful for moms and the fact that they do those things and the many other things they do. But moms are worthy of respect because they are valuable in God's sight. So it's not just, "Mom, here's what you do for me." It's we recognize, we respect and value moms because they're valuable to God. Because we see in them so often, they do put others ahead of themselves. They do put the needs of other people in front of their... They support others. They serve others. They care for others. And God uses them in big ways. And so we have this command, this New Testament teaching from the Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 6, where he says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." Again, we have these commands in Scripture. And we don't want to skirt the issue like the Pharisees and come up with loopholes. We want to take them to heart, and we want to respond accordingly. And he reminds us then, honor your father and mother, right? He's quoting the Ten Commandments there, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and you may enjoy long life on the earth. So the Bible tells us to honor our mothers, and we can do this by showing them respect, like in the way we speak to them, in the way we treat them, in the way we respond when they speak. And again, you don't always see eye to eye with your mother. That's okay. But you can speak to her in a respectful manner. So this means we avoid hurtful words, harsh words. Instead, we show them the love and the respect they deserve. In fact, moms might even know more than you think.
I am 5 years old, and my mommy knows everything.
8 years old, and my mom knows almost everything.
I'm 16 years old, and my mom doesn't know anything.
I'm 23 years old, and I know way more than my mom.
I'm 30 years old, and I'm finding out that my mom might know something after all.
I'm 40 years old, and my mom knows more than I ever thought, and she worked harder than I ever knew.
I'm 50 years old, and I'm seeing that my mom always tried her best, whether or not I recognized it at the time.
At my age, there isn't a day that goes by when I don't wish I could just pick up the phone and call my mom to talk about, well, everything.
We honor our moms when we respect them. We respect their point of view. We listen when they talk. We value the wisdom that they impart. The second way is to honor your mother with time. Now, I've said this before, and it's certainly true of my life and maybe true of yours, that the time really is our most precious commodity. Time is our most precious commodity. Like, we can get more things. We can earn more accolades. We can make more money. We could learn new skills. We could get more degrees. We could accumulate more stuff. But we cannot and never will be able to create more time. And so we honor our mothers by spending time with them and for them and on them. And so that means we make the effort to visit, to call, to give time in whatever way is appropriate, in whatever ways we can. We should be willing to help mom when she needs it. Maybe that's helping with chores or tasks, or maybe that's just listening and talking and conversation. We honor our mothers when we give them time. We know what Paul teaches in Ephesians chapter 5. He says, be very careful then how you live. Not as unwise, but as wise. He says, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. When we give our time to our moms, we are honoring them. We are saying, in a very biblical sense, we're honoring them. We are saying, you are a person who is valuable. You are a person who is worthy of my time, of this precious resource. And again, if time is your most precious commodity and resource, what better way to spend it than on one of the most valuable and precious relationships in your life? So we honor mom with our time. The third way is to honor your mother with love. So we express our love to mom, both with our words and also with our actions. So yes, we tell mom, I love you. And maybe mom never told you she loved you. I don't know, but you tell her you love her. You tell her you appreciate her. And we can show her our love by doing things for her, serving her. Not like you're ever going to pay her back. You will never repay your mom for all she did for you. You will never repay her. But as a small token and gesture, do the things for her that make her happy. And we just learned this recently, right? About Jesus teaches us the golden rule that you would do to another what you would want done for you. Like, for those of us who are kind of blockheads and go, well, I don't know what mom would want. It's this really simple, beautiful golden rule that says, what do I like people to do for me? And maybe that will help. Is it give a foot rub? Is it buy a candy bar? Is it send a note of encouragement? Is to say, hey, I got a special date planned? Is it to help with a project? Is it to say, I want to cook for you? I want to do your laundry? Isn't that a novel thought? Have you ever offered to do mom's laundry? Some of you guys are chuckling and sneering, like, I'd never do that. Like, why not? Mom does your laundry. She does that to show her love for you. Maybe that's a way you could show love for, and maybe she's going to be like, no, don't touch it. Like, there are other things you could do, not that. But we honor our moms with love. So here's what Jesus says in John 13:34. He says, a new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. And again, I'm not talking about just one day a year. Moms deserve more than that. I'm talking about every day. Moms need encouragement. They need to know that they're loved. They need to know that they're appreciated. They need to know that you are willing to come alongside and help bear the burden. So figure out the love language of the women in your life and start to speak it. Is it words of affirmation? Is it acts of service? Is it gifts? Is it quality time? Is it physical touch? See, by showering the women in our lives with love, we not only honor them, we also fulfill God's command to love one another. This new command Jesus gives in John 13:34. And really, that brings me to my last point this morning as we talk about honoring moms. We honor mom for her sacrifice. It's almost like that's the dictionary definition of being a mom, isn't it? Like look up motherhood in the dictionary. It's like, oh, one who sacrifices. Like if moms do anything, they sacrifice. They give up their time. Like all the ways that I talked about honoring moms, like they do those for us, by the way. They give up their time. Moms typically stay up late and get up early. Moms wait in pickup lines. They use their time for reading children's books and playing games and cuddles and care for people who can't do for themselves and for giving instruction and guidance. They give up their leisure time for their families. Moms make sacrifices financially. They give up things they want or need in order to make sure that the needs of their family members are met. They take on the physical demands so often of caring for their family and home. Moms carry this emotional burden too, right? Like when your kids are hurting, you're hurting. When your kids are in those seasons where they're just trying to navigate through life, you are right there with them every step of the way. Moms work really hard at maintaining relationships. And no matter what age you're at, moms work hard at like managing conflict. They provide emotional support to their children. And in this way of sacrificial living, what moms do is, and this is the greatest thing of all, they point us to Jesus. They point us to Christ. See, because just like children need a mom to care for them, we too are not capable on our own, spiritually. Like we're not good enough, we're not strong enough. We can't figure it out. We can't overcome it. We can't be so good that we earn our salvation. But praise God that he sent his son, Jesus, who lived a sacrificial life, who willingly gave up his life, died a gruesome death on the cross, so that all who put their trust in him will have the hope of eternal life, salvation through Jesus. We have this hope. A hope of eternity spent with Almighty God in his presence. Why? Because of the sacrifice made by his son, Jesus Christ. He took the punishment that we deserved. So here's what 1 John 3:16 says. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. And then, check this out, we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. And that's so often what moms do, laying down their life, making sacrifices to provide for their family, to ensure their well-being. So again, today is a great opportunity for us to recognize that and to honor that and to say, moms, we appreciate you. We see you. We value what you're doing and how God has used you. Thank you for the ways you have loved us and cared for us. Moms, help us. Moms guide us, and they do it all because they love us. And we heard from the scripture this morning from Proverbs 6. I want to go there again. This command, my son, keep your father's command. Do not forsake your mother's teaching. Bind them always on your heart. Fasten them around your neck. When you walk, they will guide you. When you sleep, they'll watch over you. When you awake, they will speak to you. For this command is a lamp. This teaching is a light, and correction and instruction are the way to life. Moms guide us toward Christ. Christian mothers, godly mothers, who have done so by example, but also by explicit instruction, sharing the gospel with your children. What a beautiful thing. Thank you, moms. And again, moms are imperfect people like us. They sin. They mess up. They fall short. They have bad days. They also need salvation through Christ. They need encouragement. If I could say anything to the church on this Mother's Day, it would be that. Moms need encouragement. Moms need support. And to moms, I would say, be encouraged today. Like, being a mother, clearly it's a hard job. It is not easy, but don't give up. Your faithfulness to the Lord, your faithfulness to the Word of God, it's having an eternal impact. God is using you. Even when you don't feel like it, even when you know you missed the mark, you made the mistake, God is using you. And so we honor you today. And God sees you today. God hears your every prayer. God holds your every tear. God loves you. And God will come through for you as you do this impossible task of raising and nurturing and training and discipling the next generation. So let's show moms the honor they deserve today. And every day. The honor they deserve. And again, not because we say, what do I have to do to follow the religious checklist? Is it a brunch? Is it a card? Is it going to church with her? No. It's this internal sense of, I want to walk in obedience to God, and He gave me mom. So I'm going to encourage her and support her. I'll never repay her for all she's done, but I'm going to say thanks, and I'm going to come alongside her in every season of life, come alongside to check on her, to serve her, to say thank you, and to do my very best to honor her. And let's remember that in honoring mothers, we are honoring the one who created them. We are honoring the one who gave them to us as a blessing. So let's pray together. Thank you, O God, for today. What a beautiful day, Lord. And how precious in your sight is the gathering of your people to study your word and encourage one another and to give praise to Almighty God. And today we thank you for moms. Moms who have blessed us and served us and had such a great impact. And Lord, we see and realize that they are not perfect, that they need your grace. But Lord, would you strengthen moms today? And would you help us in knowing how to honor them? For Lord, we want to walk in obedience to your commands and walk in obedience to your word. We don't want to honor you with our lips, O God, and have our hearts be far from you. So Lord, help us. Lord, would you come, Holy Spirit, rushing wind blow through to cleanse us from our impurity and our selfishness, our stubbornness, our rebellion, our pride, that, oh God, you would humble us. You would create something new within us, that we would long to walk in your ways and honor you with our lives and know you even more, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that you are a refuge, that as we run to you, we find shelter, we find a safe place. Lord, you've been so good to us. We thank you for our Lord Jesus and his shed blood that means everything, and the life with him begins now and it lasts forever. Oh Lord, how we long for the day of his return when we'll be taken into glory to be with you forever. And until then, Lord, help us to follow your ways, to serve you, for you are our God and we are your people, the sheep of your pasture. So we give you thanks today, praying it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Church, if you have a prayer need this morning, if you want to give your life to Christ, or if you have a burden that you want to share, our prayer team is going to be available in the front right after the service. Come and share with them. We'd be honored to pray with you and go with you before God's throne of grace. God bless you.